Whoa.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Movies on a Friday with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Welcome, Rafer.
Hi, John.
Let's get to Deadpool right away, since Essie down in Tampa, Florida wants to see it. She's single. It's kind of a Valentine's Day movie for her. Would you say this is a Valentine's Day movie?
I'd say it's a little bit of an unusual choice, but this movie is all about what floats your boat, I suppose.
Let's listen to a clip.
So you're going to do a superhero landing. Wait for it. Superhero landing.
Yeah, that's really hard on your knees.
Totally impractical. They all do it.
So this is send up, but kind of a hero story. What's going on here?
Well, it's an origin story. It's a Wade Wilson, played by Ryan Reynolds. He was a special ops guy. Then he becomes a mercenary. Then he comes down with late-stage cancer. He goes into treatment, activates his dormant mutant genes, and now he is Deadpool. But he's kind of got a... He's got a sense of humor, not quite like the Joker, but he's sort of nasty, ironic, snarky, very amoral. It seems like the kind of movie to me that would have worked a lot better in the 90s, back when kind of sincerity was out and irony was very hip. And, you know, when Ryan Reynolds walks in with the B. Arthur t-shirt, you know, you can get a big laugh out of that because we know he's just kidding. But, I mean, to me, this movie didn't work. It's rated R. It's very vulgar. It's very crude. And I feel like... You know, it would have been better to make a movie that, instead of just making fun of your own movie and then asking me to make fun of it with you to prove that you're smart, why didn't you just make a good movie that I would have actually enjoyed? That's how I felt about Deadpool.
And your favorite Valentine's Day movie, by the way?
My favorite Valentine's Day movie. Boy, yeah. I mean, I might have to go back to the classics. Casablanca.
Casablanca, that's a good
That's
one.
A great one, right? Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah, you know, Sleepless in Seattle.
That's a great one. Harry Met Sally still stands up. I love Harry Met Sally.
That's a great one. The next, this is probably not a Valentine's movie, but the next offering, the big offering, Zoolander 2. My kids are so excited about this. I can't quite understand why, but talking about making fun of your own movie, here's Zoolander 2 clip.
Hey, flash me that beautiful look. Give me that incredible Magnum.
No. Think fast. Magnum. Wait. No. Magnum. Now!
The ultimate send-up on the fashion industry, Zoolander 2, Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson. What do you think?
Well, I'm a big fan of the original Zoolander.
Yeah,
now, your kids are how old? Why are they looking forward to this?
I don't
it's
know.
It's been 15 years since that movie came out.
We showed it to them way too early. I think if we're bad parents.
Never too early.
It's never a whole bad thing.
I mean, this is is one of these modern classics. I mean, the original was so funny, out there.
And?
I think these guys uphold the brand, let's say.
Okay, that's good.
Not a huge success, but I think there are enough hits to cover the misses. Owen Wilson's funny. Ben Stiller's very funny. And, you know, Will Ferrell, who was one of the funniest things in it in the original, is Mugatu. He's back. He steals the show again.
That's great. That's
great. Lots of references to all your old favorite Zoolander jokes. So even though I don't think it holds up as well as the first, I think they have not dishonored the name here.
Do any hipster dancers die in a horrible conflagration like happened at the gas station in the Zoolander 1?
There's nothing like the orange mocha frappuccino gas fight, unfortunately. But you do get to see Justin Bieber take a few bullets.
Oh, so. The premise is that someone's killing all of the cheesy famous people.
That's correct, including Madonna and Usher and a few other that I won't spoil.
And they play along.
Well, Bieber's really the only one. Maybe I've spoiled it. Bieber's the only one who's actually really in the film, but you do see some very funny mentions of some other people who clearly have posed and played along with the joke.
How does Bieber stand up to LeBron James in terms of crossover celebrity?
I think I would say one thing for Justin Bieber. I think he proves himself to be a very good sport here. So I think he earns a few goodwill points for that.
Right. Zoolander 2. That's a positive.
I would say so, yes.
Deadpool, dead in
dead
the water.
To me.
Dead to you. And happy Valentine's Day.
You too, John.
And you're going to do something very nice?
We'll be in Boston, actually, yes.
In Boston, that's very good. I'm going to do something very simple and very nice. It's basically every year, it's save my marriage. That's what I do.
I know that feeling.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Happy Valentine's Day, folks.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.